T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our next guest, somebody I've known for a long time, he's the Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer of Lincoln Park Performing Arts Center and the Midland Innovation and Technology Charter School, Stephen Catanzarit, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Stephen, good morning.
Morning, Kevin. Morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
Interesting. We had a little Donny Iris music, Beaver County native, obviously. Donny Iris, very famous, and Beaver County is going to be the focus this morning of a very important groundbreaking ceremony.
That's right, Larry. We're breaking ground today on the Midland Innovation and Technology Charter School, a new charter school for students in grades 9 through 12 that will open about a year from now in the fall of 22. And dedicated to educating students for the real world with skills in the skilled trades and in high technology, and given the opportunity to earn certifications and credentials right along with their high school diploma. So it's an exciting day for Midland, for Beaver County, and for Western Pennsylvania.
That's great. A skilled trade school, technology school, brand new high school for the region. That is awesome. How long has this been in the works? How did it all come together?
It's 3-4 years. We did a project at Lincoln Park building a new scenic design warehouse. We did that with a local developer named Chuck Betters. And Chuck and some of his partners, including Pat Gallagher from PGT Trucking, basically said, hey guys, why isn't there a Lincoln Park for the trades? Why isn't there a high school that can be dedicated to educating students to make the most of the opportunities that we're seeing with the investment that's taking place in Western Pennsylvania right now? And so from that challenge that they gave us, this school developed, and both Chuck and Pat have been great supporters, and so they'll be on hand today for the groundbreaking, as they've made enormous contributions to this initiative and to the school.
Chuck Betters and Pat Gallagher of PGT Trucking, those guys are those people you look to that were self-made, and they really stayed at home and want to reach out and help others. So you couldn't have better partners than Chuck Betters and Pat Gallagher. That's awesome. But I'm curious how famed forensic pathologist Dr. Cyril Weck got involved.
Well, we met Cyril a few years ago when we hosted him and one of your colleagues, John McIntyre. They do a thing called an evening of pathological conversation, where basically John says like one thing to Cyril, one word, and then Cyril speaks for 2 hours. Just hit it off with Cyril. He was like impressed, blown away by the types of things we're doing in Midland. And got to talking to him, his son Ben, and the family, and came up with this idea of having an academy at MITCS, the Cyril Wecht Academy of Forensic Science and Justice. And so Cyril is graciously giving his name to this, helping us to develop the curriculum. He's been a real cheerleader for it, so. We really do have a an all-star rock star band with Chuck, Pat, and Cyril.
I'll say that's incredible.
Fall of 2022, Midland, Beaver County. It's reclaimed former former industrial site in Midland. And can you tell us about the building and how students will be chosen to attend?
Well, you know, anybody interested in the school and enrolling, pre-enrolling in the school right now can go to mitcharterschool.org, mitcharterschool.org. As a public school, we are committed to taking anybody who wants to come to us. It's a public school, so we don't charge tuition to students and families. In terms of this new building that we're breaking ground on today, it shows the dedication that the school planners have to sustainable development. So Chuck Betters very graciously donated the 5 acres of land that the school is being built on. It's former mill property. He donated all the reclamation of it up to a residential environmental standard, which is incredible. So we're repurposing, you know, land that had served in the previous economic development of our region. And it's a great new facility. We just couldn't be more excited to finally be. We knocked back a little bit by COVID, as everybody was. But we're back on track and steaming forward. So, again, just a fantastic day for all of us working on this.
Yeah, and Stephen, I'm looking at some of the courses that you have put together for the curriculum. Petrochemical studies, obviously, right there with the Shell plant. That'll make perfect sense. Gaming and simulations, safety engineering, transportation, logistics, global studies, American enterprise, aviation technology, sustainable water, healthcare innovations. Pretty incredible list of opportunities and really forward thinking, because a lot of people need to get an education. Obviously, you need that high school education, but beyond that, post-education doesn't necessarily lead some people to college. It leads them to some of these trade opportunities, which I understand are substantial in our area.
Yeah, they certainly can be. And we want to, you know, more and more, Larry, you're seeing that the kind of boundary between high school and college that, you know, you and I would recognize from our days in school is becoming more and more blurred. So we want to give students as quickly as possible, as early as possible, the opportunity to learn skills, to develop their character traits, and to start earning college credits, credentials that can prepare them to go right into the workplace, but also continue on in their education and training, which is, of course, a lifelong goal.
Well, good luck today, 10 o'clock, the official groundbreaking for the Midland Innovation and Technology Charter School. Stephen Catanzarid is the Managing Director, CEO of Lincoln Parks Performing Arts Center, and this new, I can't believe you, Stephen. I knew you before you were all this smart.
Some would say that it's debatable whether I am.
Congratulations,
anyway.
Though. That's awesome.
Thank
and please,
you.
Give my best to Chuck Betters, Pat Gallagher, and Dr. Cyril Weck. You have a trio there that's unstoppable.
It'll be my pleasure to. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Kevin.
You bet. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.